Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. It's a real joy to this old preacher to sit down here at this microphone and come your way again. And I'm so grateful to you and so thankful to our Heavenly Father for the response. Thank you for your letters, and we do need to hear from you. We're human, and it's most encouraging, because you know, the devil fights every one of us and says, well, what are you doing? Give up. I think of back there when it was suggested by some that I was too old to do this anymore and there were better ways. And I was told there's better ways than revivals and camp meetings. And I was interested in it. I thought they found something new. But they got off into athletic events and stuff for the kids and the young people and then tell them about Jesus. Well, that's good. I'm not critical of it. But neighbor, there needs to be a time and the place where young and old are brought face to face with the Word of God in a solemn, earnest atmosphere, not just fun, but think. Get our minds focused. Calm down. Quit worrying about having a good time all the time, because that isn't life. We're not put here just to have fun. We're put on this old earth to glorify God and to serve Him. We are His servants, and we're here to praise Him, bring glory to Him. And it's all right to have fun, and we can glorify God when we're having fun, but we can glorify God sometimes when our hearts are broken and the tears are falling and we're facing frustrations. We don't know which way to turn, but a little small voice in the depth of our soul points us to Jesus. Call it conscience. Whatever you want to call it, but the Holy Spirit sheds light. No man cometh to the Father except he be drawn of the Spirit. And faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. There is a light that lighteth the pathway of every man. Now that's Bible, neighbor. That's not this old preacher. But I base my preaching and my doctrine, whatever you want to call it, my ideas, I don't care what you call it, on what I understand from the Word of God. And He quickens us, He convicts us and convinces of what. Without that, we'd never get right with God. You don't decide, well, I guess I'll be better. Maybe I've been thinking. Oh, if we were left our own ways, the heart of man is desperately wicked, and who can know it? We're born under the curse of old Adam, and we're born in sin, and we're sinners by nature. And a little baby learns to lie before it learns to talk. I believe that. They're deceitful. They learn how to have their own way, and they know how to express themselves. They know how to get mad if it doesn't like they want it. You've seen some spunky little kids. I remember my dad, he'd straighten us up. I guess he thought we were pretty badly kinked. He said, you straighten up there. We knew what he meant. He'd put us through the straightening process if we didn't mind him. And we knew our daddy's looks. I could read his old face, and I knew not to push him. And Mama was a little easier. She's a little softer, but she had discipline too. And the worst thing Mama would say is, well, you want me to tell your daddy about this? Oh, no, Mama. I'd rather fall into Mama's hands any day than daddy's hands. But I've got some pretty good whippings from my Mama. I love old Brother Ted Boyd. Many of you people know this man. He's getting older now, too, but he's been a businessman, a Christian businessman, and has had such a wonderful life that's testified to the glory of God down through the many years that I've known him. He's been in insurance and real estate and other enterprises, but his main purpose, I believe, is serving the Lord. He spent a lot of time in that 18-wheeler with me. He learned to drive, and he's been over the road from all the way from the far north to the south and every place else in that truck, and what a blessing. It put so much help and support and prayers and his love and friendship. But I'd like to hear him tell the story of his mama. His daddy was working for an outfit that was clearing the right of way for the big defense highway back before World War II. President Roosevelt thought we needed a road for military security. The Wolf Creek Highway and the Wilson River Highway. You don't know them by that name anymore, but that's the main roads that go out of Portland over to the coast. And it went through virgin timber and everything, and they put men working out there, and my dad was falling timber on that, a lot of that right away. It were trees. My old daddy was one of the head fallers, and Ted's dad was a cat skinner, I guess you'd call him. He's working on a cat, and he actually got killed on that job out there. And my daddy came home, talked about the accident, and of course, didn't know that guy. He wasn't a buddy-buddy with Ted's dad, but there was hundreds of men working on that project. But down through the years, Ted and I got together and compared notes, and we found out about that. And then he used to tell his story as we've ridden hours and hours and thousands of miles in that old truck and bared our souls to each other. Told about his mother giving him whipping, and she had a switch or a bundle of switches she used on him, and she said, "I'll wear you down." and she'd just stay right with him. She took no sass. They had to mind, and she raised that family, and what a fine job she did. The disciplines of the Lord are a blessing. And so, neighbor, I'm praying God shape us up. If we are careless, neighbor, I'm praying for you. I need your help, but I need you red hot for Jesus, on fire, completely yielded. And I know that if you mind God, God's going to use you. And he isn't going to make a missionary out of everybody that hears my voice, missionary out of them to go to the Indians. There's people on the far side of the globe and of the world around, and more, and right here in our own home churches, what a dearth of people that are really sold out to Jesus. If everybody that calls themselves a Christian was on fire, our political situation would be far different than it is. Our world, our nation, everything about it. But it's pretty easy to say, yeah, I'm a Christian. I believe Jesus died on the cross. But have we confessed our sins? Have we met him? Do we know him? Are we willing to say, here am I, Lord, send me? And so, neighbor, I'm praying for you. And teammate, I'm praying for myself and for you that God will move us a little closer and strengthen our faith. And the things that tempt us to discouragement will not move us, that we'll be able to weather the heaviest blows old Satan can give us. We're buffeted on every side, but not moved. We'll stand firm because we have committed ourselves to him, And we know in whom we have believed, and we're persuaded that he's able to keep that which we've committed against that day. And we believe that day's at hand. We've got the wedding garment on. We're waiting for the coming of the groom. And the church is the bride. And what a day it will be. And it's close. It's coming. God bless the listening audience today. And while we're preaching and talking and stirring our hearts, Lord, out there on the reservation today, bless the missionaries. Bless the workers that we're supporting. Bless the efforts we're putting forth. Come and thy people bless, and give thy word success. Oh God, we pray that thou would move in a gracious way, that many, many people that have never darkened a church out there on the reservation, and yes, Lord, those that are listening to my voice, might find thee and move close to thee and say with all their hearts, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And be able to say with honest hearts, I've surrendered all, and my faith is anchored in Jesus Christ. My hope is built on him, and will give thee the praise. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this classic First Nation Ministries broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much. Tomorrow, Deborah Klein continues with her current teaching, and we invite you to join us then here on First Nation Ministries.
I love to tell the story.
You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077, 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.